all of that snow. The opening bell has just sounded on Wall Street. The Dow starting off the day 23 points higher, while the S&P is up 11. More details at srnnews.com.
It's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just leaf filter's policies. Everyone who calls leaf filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leaf filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/platinum to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/platinum and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The news is pretty good for the weekend. Still below normal on the temperatures today and tomorrow, but nice warming on Sunday. Abundant sunshine today. I've got us near 70 for the high temperature. Clear skies, quite cold for early April tonight. Low temperature 38 by dawn. Mostly sunny, 71 on Saturday. More sun, upper 70s on Sunday. Then on Eclipse Monday, I'm not optimistic about the cloud cover situation with the risk of scattered showers possible by Monday afternoon, high 79. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Webb Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A top U.S. cabinet official was in Montgomery this week to discuss revitalization efforts with Mayor Stephen Reed. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg toured some West Montgomery sites where the city is investing $36.6 million in federal grant money. A deputy with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is in critical condition after being involved in a crash Wednesday night. 21-year-old Jeremias Young was involved in a single-vehicle accident around 7 p.m. in the 4500 block of Hobby Road. Young has been transported to UAB Hospital in Birmingham for advanced treatment. The Beyond the Horizon Air Show featuring the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels takes place this weekend at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery. Gates open at 8 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Opening ceremonies begin at 11. The event is free and open to the public. You won't need a military ID to get on base. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
At Epicure and Jack's Tavern, every dish and sauce is freshly made in their kitchen daily. No cans, no shortcuts, just pure, delicious food prepared with love. Experience the difference fresh ingredients make. Join them for a meal that tastes like home.
End your meal on a sweet note with their executive chef, Glenn Tarantino's homemade desserts at Epicure and Jack's Tavern. Indulge in unique creations that change daily because every meal deserves a happy ending. Sweet, savory, and everything in between. Experience the dessert delights at Epicure and Jack's Tavern.
We're David and Greg Figueroa, founders of Melinda's Hot Sauce.
Customers say we've ruined all other hot sauces for them.
So, we're sorry.
For rocking your world.
We're sorry we craft hot sauces from fresh, hot, flavorful ingredients, while other brands just use dried spice dust and vinegar. So, a moment of silence.
Set your mouth on flavor with Melinda's Hot Sauces. Find them at your local retailer or online at melindas.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
And here we go. We're trying it out again on this beautiful Friday. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. All sounds good. All is well. Probably won't last until about 10 after 9, but we are happy to be here. It is a Friday, the 5th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here. Allison Sinclair was here 1 minute earlier than usual, which means straight up 9.
I was here at 8:59.
In the door, in the studio, in the seat.
You want to know what's funny? Is I was on the phone.
No, that's why is that funny? That's normal.
No, I haven't finished the story. Oh. I was on the phone when I got into the parking lot, and I actually walked through the parking lot to finish my phone conversation. So technically,
I was here 8:55.
6 minutes early.
Are you one of those people that you have to drive like 10 or 15 minutes to get to the interstate? But the trip time is only from interstate to exit ramp. So you're like, it only took me 4 hours. And I'm like, it took you 5 hours because we're 45 minutes off the interstate on
Wait,
one
are
end.
Are you saying my early arrival in the parking lot doesn't count?
Correct.
Well, I mean, y'all have your own little routine. Ready. I didn't want to mess it up.
Yeah, Scott.
You could be here at 5 till.
Yeah, you could.
But not before.
And we would.
Fold you in.
Yes, I like that. Fold you in.
Yeah, we would do that.
We allow you to be a part of the cool kids club.
Y'all are over there punching all these buttons.
You have a blank piece of paper and your phone. That's it. And then I have to hear every day about the list. And the list is somewhere in her head because you remember when we gave her, we had the banal segment yesterday?
Yes.
And she's the second topic, she's searching.
No.
Scrolling up and down. Oh, it's in your mind.
It's in my mind's eye.
You're as bad as I am. I know. What you used to be upset about. And I'm like, it's in my head.
You've taught me. We're all morphing into the same people.
Retrograde, second-rate mediocrity.
Except abs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's still keeping it together.
Oh, my gosh.
She's still staying on point. But it is a beautiful day. I hope y'all are well. Sky, I hope you're well. What's the news? What's the update? I know you're happy that the show is on.
Yeah, it's great. Things are working normal. Well, they're working okay.
Well, they're working normally. It's never perfect.
I'll take it. I'll take it today. Martha's doing pretty well. So if I'll just go ahead and get it out there save me some phone calls, maybe.
Yeah.
Turns out the shunt in her brain was infected with staph. So it had come out, and come out it did yesterday afternoon, and successfully. And she's back in ICU, this time at Baptist South, and they've been great. Got to see her for a while yesterday. They do kick you out, though. They really do, out of ICU.
Really?
Yeah, they do. And it says clearly on the information they gave me, no overnight visits.
Huh. Right, right, right.
Well, okay. That's okay. That's all right. So, I was not expecting her to be so lively and energetic. So that's a good sign.
So they put a new one in? Is that what they do?
No. That will happen in 7 to 10 days.
Really? So they wait, let the infection go back down, all that kind of stuff, and then they'll do a new one?
Well, there's
what happens? Is there a chance that the natural path of that begins to work again just because time has passed?
Exactly. It's unlikely, we'll say.
Yeah, but there's a chance.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be
awesome.
Blessing.
Yeah, that would be.
But that's the plan, and like I say, she's doing well. She was kind of her old self for a while, especially last night. We had a good time.
But that's cool.
Please continue to pray for Martha. It's not like, and I just want to add this, it's not like we're back to where we started, because somebody made that remark yesterday, and I said, no, it's not true. We're not back to where we were at UAB because she doesn't have bleeding in the brain. Okay, that was a tremendous obstacle to overcome, and so that's not where we're at all. But we're on the upswing. It's happening. I'm confident.
Good. Well, and I'm glad she's closer. You can go check on her daily. I'm sure that that's good for her and for you.
Got to meet their schedule, though. They have 4 visitation periods that last an hour.
Oh.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
You know, well,
at least it's not COVID where they had no visitation.
I've thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, I hate that we're being thankful for not being fully stupid, but we're thankful.
Yeah, I am grateful
that they're not still in fully stupid mode.
It's true. So
y'all continue to pray for Martha, please. And believe what you ask for will be done. It's in God's hands. It's in God's time. And it's been very difficult for me to accept, but accept it. I am, and I will.
I'm working very good.
On it. Yeah.
You got
this.
It, man.
Thanks, y'all.
So, ladies.
Speaking of stupid.
Did you think I'm... No, that's not what I said.
No, I was going to tell you something about stupid.
Oh, okay. Give us something.
Did you hear that Congressman Mike Rogers called people that are against more Ukraine funding stupid?
I did. I thought that was brave of him.
Well, of course he doesn't call us stupid until after the primary's over. But apparently we are all just uninformed, unintelligent. And just some of them are stupid, quote.
I would like for every time that Mike Rogers says something stupid, for people to check his campaign finance account and also his bank account to see how much money he gets paid to open his yapper to say things like that.
Yeah. His yapper.
Maybe you should take off one hat and put on his thinking hat.
You know what? Maybe you should take off his rug and put on a thinking hat. Wouldn't that be sweet?
Take off his Lego hair. Put it on a nightstand.
Everything is awesome.
I mean, if you dish, you better be able to take.
Oh, my goodness. So what is his quote? Let's see. Where was he? He said at a Montgomery area Chamber of Commerce event yesterday morning that additional funding could come up in a supplemental funding package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. When we get back in that package, there's going to be $60 billion for Ukraine. Now, you make a good point, Allison.
Thank you.
That you know what? I don't think it was you.
Was it Abs?
I think it was Abs.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to fall off your chair?
He does look shocked.
I was giving you a point. It's odd when she has a good point. It's normal when you have a good point.
It's a good save.
That, where was this talk during the campaign? When he's just running for Congress, just a few short months ago, he would not have been out going, hey, we're going to send $60 billion more to Ukraine and all you people, the House members who don't think it's a good idea or what? Some of them are stupid.
Well, he says, here's the problem. We have some ignorant members. They're not stupid. Some of them are stupid. Most of them are just ignorant
about the topic.
I just have a little quick question also, just as an aside. Does the 60 million, billion, trillion that he would like to send, do you think that any of that money helped in the past, you know, the other money that he keeps wanting to send, pay for that new beautiful home that he bought, that Zelensky bought from Prince Charles, a $25 million Highgrove house? Could we find out about any kind of connection to that? Because if they don't have any money and they're so poor and everything is going badly, I wanted to know, how did he get the money to pay for the $25 million Highgrove house?
I'm sure he paid for it because he was an astronomically popular entertainer in Ukraine.
That's right.
He can shake it.
He can dance.
Boy, he can shake it like Shakira.
Zelensky walking those stilettos.
It's not like the video I sent you yesterday.
He is,
that is me.
And it should be pointed out to all the people out there that look, I've seen men dress as women, not because they necessarily wanted to, not because they wanted to be a woman, but they've done the powder puff football game or the beauty pageant that comes with the softballs and the bra. And then some of them who could find a size 14 high heel do not look very good at it.
But it doesn't
Zelensky
look natural.
And his boy buddies, they can...
They took classes.
They can rock it.
They can dance.
In those... I mean, how tall were those stilettos?
I don't know.
And if Amy Beth thinks they're tall.
They're tall.
They're really,
they're tall. I mean, they're like 8 inches. They are stripper height. I said that out loud.
Yeah, well, he didn't have a shirt on. He had those leather pants on, those black.
Stripper chaps.
Chaps. Those are snake chaps.
Snake.
But he wasn't wearing snake boots.
I'm just saying that if Zelensky, who was so popular, but poor, they're poor, everybody. But he bought that house. Do you think that we could go maybe do a little visit?
Well, didn't they let us stay with them? What's it called? White House?
Hold on, I'll go find it.
The Huddle, it's not Highgrove
House.
Is it Highgrove?
I had it on.
It's beautiful.
Anyway, he's buying multi-million-dollar homes.
Well, look, that's what founding fathers do.
Don't you save your country?
They put their personal fortunes on the line for their country. Well, historically.
This is fake?
Maybe it is fake.
Hold on.
Maybe he's put his fortune on the line.
Well, bottom line is Mike Rogers thinks we're all stupid, and I guess he's talking to us because we are not in favor of sending more money to Ukraine. And I'm curious because right before the last vote on Ukraine funding, when these congressmen are in the middle of a campaign, a primary challenge, all of them were primary challenged. Several of them that had voted for all the previous funding to be sent to Ukraine switched their vote and suddenly voted against it. And I'm curious if he was one of those.
I don't remember.
I'm going to go back and look and see if he voted against it, you know, a few months ago. But now he's safe. Primary season is over. So I can go back to being my true self and getting paid by Raytheon. That's how I see it. You're chairman of the Armed Services Committee. You can't tell me there's not a incentive here for you your part. And don't call people stupid. Just don't.
Oh, no, he doubled down. I mean, what was it? Here's the problem. We have some ignorant members. They're not stupid. Some of them are stupid. Most of them are just ignorant about the topic. Rogers predicted the additional funding could be used to wind down the Ukraine-Russia conflict.
Oh, we need more.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
If we'll send them billions of more dollars,
we can wind it down?
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes no sense, but you're ignorant. I'm stupid. You're ignorant.
I'm a dum-dum.
Yeah, you're a dum-dum. But, I mean, okay, does that mean, like, hey, if you can send us some more money, we can pay off the people that will let this die? I mean, or what does that mean? Like, how do you have to have more money to wind it down?
I don't know. You think you could say, we give up, let's work this out.
Yeah.
That would be free. You know, oh, well, can you send me some gas money? I would love that call. Zelensky, hey, American people, can you just send me some gas money? I got to drive to the border. Putin's guys are going to be there. We're going to work this out. That's all I need. Just some gas money.
Really
I might
high.
Have to stay at the Hampton Inn. I don't know. I mean, you know, come on. But he did say, because he's not ignorant, that Russia has gone through massive casualties, as has Ukraine, but not as bad as Russia. So Mike Rogers believes that Russia has had more deaths than Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
No one else in the world says that.
No.
But we're ignorant. And his fellow legislators are ignorant, and some of them are stupid.
Man, I would have loved to be at that meeting. Just ask little questions, you know? Like, could you make that make sense, please? Like, I'm five. Could you?
He also says that the Donbass is still in dispute.
Oh, my
God. No, it's not, Mike. The Russians have the Donbass, and they're going to own the Donbass. You Donbass. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
By Lou Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylouchoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Lou Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License 84417.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at 3 special at lunch, 2 great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe 3-piece bands or 4-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions, combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. question, call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget our friends over at 1819news.com. The most fascinating article of the day over there, Jim Ziegler. Jim Ziegler. Alabama faces invasion of trillions of cicadas.
Trillions?
Yeah.
Like it our
says,
debt?
Yes, like our debt.
Dang.
You know, million here, million there. You're talking about real money. Trillion here, trillion there. Suspected in late April or May.
Very interesting.
This is not the 17-year version and the, what's the other version?
13-year version.
The 13-year version.
Yeah, first time this has happened since 1803.
That is correct.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Centuries.
Does that mean, like, this is the end?
It means the apocalypse is upon us.
Is on the way.
The cicada apocalypse.
I feel like this is a biblical thing.
Well, y'all know what the cicadas are, right?
You know, so.
Like, Sky, you should repent. Maybe they won't come here.
No, you relax.
Let my people go, Pharaoh. That's what it is. Maybe we can get away from Pharaoh Biden and his minions. Will you be able to hear them? You know, the cicadas are those loud guys in the trees.
And Abs, then, can you do the cicada impression?
No, I can't do a cicada impression. I mean, I'm still confused because what are the things that do come that
you
are
and
not
blowing our nose?
Ew.
Ew.
Oh, go back up. Let me see that picture.
I'm on the phone with a buddy of mine from New Jersey. We used to do late night underground together, and we're just getting started. And I'm outside, and it's summertime. And all of a sudden, he says, "What is that damn noise?" And I said, "What noise?" You don't even hear it anymore.
You don't even hear it.
And finally, I figured out he's talking about the cicadas going on.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like a.
I got it. I got the story.
They can get quite loud in the dB range. It can.
They sound like
that's it.
It's just really loud. I remember being a little kid at my grandparents' house in Ohio and asking my grandmother, "What is that? What is that sound?"
It's that loud rattling sound. Hear it.
Yeah,
there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's it. All right.
And it sounds like a sprinkler, but a million of them turned on at the same time.
Yes.
That's exactly it.
The dance move. Yes, Allison.
That was great, Allison. You're so good at dancing.
But they say that John Abbott, the chief curator of the Museum Research and Collections at the University of Alabama, said that... the loudness in 2024 may reach 100 decibels.
Mm. What is that equal to?
It says a lawnmower or the crowd at Bryant-Denny Stadium, which I think the crowd is usually louder than my lawnmower, but I have a Honda. It's smooth. But just think, I mean, if there are trillions of those jokers, if there's just a lot more than normal, that could be kind of loud and annoying outside.
You guys, this is very bad for the people who want us to eat bugs. They're going to collect them.
We'll see. You can eat. That's another interesting thing that Ziegler put out over at 1819news.com. They are not harmful. They do not sting. They can bite if handled. And Jim says, don't handle them without gloves.
Why? Thanks, Jim.
Because they can bite.
Oh, okay.
My thing is, when you find them dead on the ground, you don't even want to touch them. You want to touch the little brown shell that's stuck on the side of the tree. That's the cicada.
The problem is you realize the insanity of the culture we live in. I mean, if you, like the Epic Times did a whole documentary on the bugs, they're going to try to force us to, the next time these guys come out, either 13 or 17 years, eat the bugs.
Well, you can eat them.
They're going to do, I don't want to eat the bugs.
You can fry them.
No, thank you.
Roil them or bake them.
No, thank you.
Season them as you would shrimp. And as Jim Ziegler says, can you imagine an Alabama cicada boil? Uh-uh. It goes well with poke salad.
Ew.
So I just picture, like I said, like when you bite into it, it's like, wait, when you step on a cockroach and that kind of taupey color goo comes out, you're like...
Well, maybe they like shrimp, and you boil them, and then you peel off their little husky outside shell.
You know what, Scott?
And then you have a little bite.
Go for it.
Cicada nugget.
Let's do that in May, Scott. Let's have a little experimentation.
Why don't you stir fry
the cicadas? We could come down to Montgomery and get people to come from all around and
we have a kitchen.
Have a big cicada boil.
We have a fully stocked kitchen.
And while you're at it, grab some violets and make a little violet salad.
Can you eat violets?
Yes.
Really?
I think so.
You can eat red bud.
I'm pretty sure that my mom told me that my dad's grandma made them a salad and she topped it with violets because you can eat them.
But it's pretty.
Well, it's pretty.
Are cicadas
we'll leave it at that.
The ones that, like, once they hatch, they die? Like, after... No, those are mayflies.
Yeah, they're everywhere right now.
Aren't those
the mayflies that are everywhere?
I don't know,
y'all
but...
don't have them? Oh, y'all live more in the... urban areas than we do.
We're not
mayflies are like everywhere.
Okay, well...
Wait, are you talking about the big ones that itch
like
a little bit?
They look like giant mosquitoes, kind of.
Yes.
Oh, big,
yes,
we have tan ones. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Some people...
I don't know if those are really mayflies. I don't know. Somebody called them mosquito hawks.
Mosquito eaters. I've heard all kinds of things.
Yeah, and that's probably not even true.
Mosquito eaters.
You know what I saw this morning?
What?
A hawk swooping down to grab breakfast with breakfast in his beak.
Did you saw him? What do you
think? It was unbelievable.
Mouse,
yeah.
It was just
hanging down. And I thought, this is something you never see.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just had to tell you that. It was shocking to see that.
Speaking of
mosquito eaters.
Was it sad?
I wasn't sad. It was a circle of life. My husband's taught me well.
She's calloused.
I am.
She's now decided that they're all the same base model.
Yeah.
One just comes with racing stripes and a little fuzzy
shockingly
tail.
Shockingly calloused. In our relationship, I'm the dude and my husband's
really
much more sensitive than me. Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah. Jared's sweeter than I am.
Yeah. Chris is really, really, like, so sweet. And sometimes I'm like, what's wrong with me?
I think that at times, too.
Every day. Every day.
But I don't want a Skeeter salad. I don't want a cicada salad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want violets on my salad. And I also don't want hawks swooping down eating the salad I've gathered.
That's a good point.
I don't want any of that. I'm not interested.
So the cicadas are coming.
Mm-mm.
Charles the First of Dewey is coming. Soldier Boy's got some Waffle House inflation.
No, Waffle Hut.
That's my nickname for
Okay.
Okay.
It's
I'm going to be mad if the, what is it, the All-American? What's it called?
The All-American Breakfast.
Is that going up again?
Well, it has, as you know, and the waffles are thinner.
They're smaller.
They're definitely thinner and smaller.
I remember this conversation about a year ago.
The future sucks.
Oh, Emmy says it's being a mom that makes us tougher. Thanks, Emmy.
We don't have an option.
So sweet.
They just wear us down.
That's right. So we're just
grind,
nothing.
That's
why we need coffee.
Okay, we gotta
go. We gotta take a break. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check. Fire! Quick, wake the kids!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe, know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Even though temperatures are still running way below normal, it's really a good weekend forecast. I think you're going to like it. Abundant sunshine today. I've got us near 70 for a high. Clear skies and quite chilly for early April tonight. Low temperature 38 by dawn. Tomorrow, 71 for a high on Saturday with mostly sunny skies. More sun, nice warming Sunday, high in the upper 70s. Then on eclipse Monday. Not optimistic about the cloud cover situation Monday afternoon. Widely scattered showers possible, high 79. Keep your fingers crossed. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
She's always worried about things.
into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening. Let's go out to Soldier Boy. After Soldier Boy will be Charles the First of Duany, who is carrying over from yesterday. And we said we would talk about the issue that concerns him that's before the Alabama legislature. But Soldier Boy, welcome to the program. I hope you're well. Happy Friday to you.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I'm going to talk about two talking points. First one is Subway. Let me tell you something about Subway. A friend of mine, my neighbor, owns a Subway franchise, okay? You know, they've gone up with their prices because of Joe Biden inflation, okay? But now, they do not. When I order a freaking, a club sandwich from them, okay, roast beef, turkey, and...
Yes, Subway Club.
Me, okay? Yeah, mm-hmm. Subway Club, okay? Well, you used to get, on a foot long, you used to get five slices of meat of each one, okay, across the thing. Now it's down to three.
So they went up and gave you less?
He said that's what the corporate office is doing in order for them. They told the franchisees that's the only way they can survive. So
Soldier Boy.
Bread.
Hey, yes. I went to Subway last night and was appalled. This is funny. I do not like Subway, but my daughter loves Subway. And she gets a foot long turkey sandwich. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how many slices of meat?
Well, I'm curious now because she got a foot long turkey and then she likes to add pepperoni and then she just gets the cheap American cheese. Nothing else.
Right.
$12.39.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding. I was like, because usually
that was no drink and no chips.
No chips, no cookie.
Just the sandwich.
$12.39. I about fell out because normally I just send her in on her own, Soldier Boy.
You know what? Let me tell you, I just came from Subway. Let me tell you what happened in Subway. I eat the same thing all the time, okay? So they had this new waitress, and I said, are you going to write this down? She goes, no, I got it memorized. Okay, so I tell her exactly how I want it. I wanted my pork chops lightly seasoned. She tells them heavy seasoned right in front of me. Then
this
I
is Waffle House, right?
Wait a minute. Oh, this is
yeah,
Waffle
I'll
House.
Tell you what happened.
Okay.
Well, it gets better. This is my Waffle House story now. Okay, I'm done with Subway. I'll make my own. I'll get a loaf of bread and make my own damn sandwiches. I swear, it's getting ridiculous. At least I won't have. You know what? If I'm going to pay more money, I at least want the same amount. I can understand inflation, but when I pay more and get less.
You know, that's Soldier Boy, you make, because I've been wondering for months if, because I just felt like it. I mean, and you're backing it up now. I just felt like I'm paying more, and they're like, oh, yep. Poor us, Scott. We just want you to know that we have to go up on our prices. And I'm like, okay, but okay, don't go up and then give me less. Yeah.
Less. Okay, let me tell you what happened. So I told him I wanted two eggs, easy over, light, okay, light. Not broken, not hard. What happens? Both of my eggs come back hard. So I send it back the second time. I look at my toast. My toast comes back instead of regular four pieces of damn toast. I mean, this ain't rocket scientist. And guess what they give me? They give me Texas, two pieces of Texas toast instead of regular four toast. I was like, what the? I said, this is not what you wrote on here. And she says, what do you expect? She says, we got three new cooks. I said, I expect them to be trained.
Well, saying, see, I would have thought Texas toast was a gift. Well, I would have taken that as a move up.
Not in my breakfast. That's after 12 o'clock or 1 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Kind of bread, you know. I asked my hash browns to be light. Oh, they were brown. And then I asked for my two eggs. Okay, two eggs. They came back the first time. Did they not? You know how they came back the second time? They came back hard. You know what they came back the first time? Scrambled. What the
well,
hell?
That's the way you should order your eggs, Soldier Boy.
Everything you're complaining about would have been a perfect breakfast, a perfect All-American for me at Waffle House. Okay, then you can eat my breakfast next time.
That's what I want to do.
So she looked at me. I said, this is the fourth time. I'm sitting here watching the cooks, you know, and they're getting angry with me. And I looked at them. I was like, you know what? I'm done. I said, I'll just go home and make my own. I can cook two eggs. And I can do my own damn hash browns. I just don't need it. But, you know, here's what's problem is. People in these businesses expect us to put up with more and get less and pay more.
That's a really good point.
Walmart. Walmart yesterday on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, they have 15 registers, okay? Mm-hmm. Only one was open, but guess what? Self-checkout is all open. Everybody wants to. You got to bag it yourself now. I got to carry it out myself now at grocery store. You remember those days? Yep. They used to bag it for you at a grocery store. They used to take it out for you, bag boy, bag girl, take it out there.
Yep.
And she says, well, this is getting ridiculous. I said, ma'am, there's one person to blame on this. We as the consumer, because we tolerate it and accept it. I said, if we pushed back, I guarantee they'd have bad boys and bad girls back there, and there'd be somebody, you know, taking our groceries out to the, you know, to, you know. But it's
and
just,
you know what they tell us, Soldier Boy? Hold up. Soldier Boy, time out. This is a conversation. The other thing they tell us is that, well, if we had all the people doing the checkout, the prices for the things you buy would go up. I'm like, you're already charging me exorbitant rates. Are you kidding me?
Exorbitant rates are not even so much the part. Next time, who was the young lady that I was talking to, my daughter with the sandwich? Amy Benson?
That was Allison. Me.
Allison. Okay. Yes. You know, here, next time, watch and see how much meat is put on the sandwich.
Yeah, I'm going to now. I'm fired up.
Oh, you know what they did, too, now? I don't know if they do it in your, but I've seen three of the Subways in Montgomery. They got a screen in front of it so you don't see it.
Stop.
I had to go to the side, and I looked at it, and I confirmed it when I got to the table to eat it. I opened my sandwich, and I counted the pieces of meat. I was like, holy crap. So they're not even...
Well, they weren't big to start with. Those little triangles are not big to start with.
No, that's true. But you know what I'm talking about? I mean, when are we going to stop? You know, this kind of hurt people, their jobs and stuff like that, because people ain't going to spend their money. I don't have time to make a sign and protest and this and that and boycott. I just take my money. My money talks for me.
Yeah.
I just don't go there.
Hey, look, you know how we start? You know, we did it to ourselves, Soldier Boy, way back. And you know what time we did it? You know when we did it? Y'all tell me if I'm right. It's when we drove up that first time and said, it's all right, I'll pump my own gas.
Mm.
Oh, you know what? Let me tell you something. My dad went to Vietnam and did two tours. My mother was a stay-at-home mom. She took care of the house inside, everything outside Dad took care of. Dad was the breadwinner, okay? But let me tell you something. When Dad went to Vietnam, Mom never even pumped gas. She didn't know how to pump gas. And to this day, she don't know how to pump gas. She'll go to a service or a... Her son is with her. I'll pump it for her, you know, and get out and do it. But it's just, I mean, we have certain roles and everything, but we're accepting this, that this is normal, and I'm not going to accept it, you know?
I mean, I got you,
I'm
brother.
Not eating the Subway anymore. I'm not going to go to Subway anymore. And in the Subway used to be like, Allison, used to be like a semi-cheap food.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like in my head, a foot long should be $7.50, maybe $8.
$5 foot long.
You're right.
Oh my gosh.
Remember that? Oh, yeah.
I'm stunned.
Thanks, Soldier Boy.
And how much did you pay? And how much did you pay for yours?
$12.39, and I about hit the floor.
So you paid $1 an inch.
Thanks, Soldier Boy.
I am stupid. Mike Rogers was right. I should have said, Allison. No, you can keep it.
Oh, my.
I remember eating my Subway at the back of my communication classes. You would just dash over to Homewood, grab it, go back, sit in the back of class. It was $5.
And it was awesome.
It was so good.
The have y'all been to like the regular, I say regular, like a steak place lately? Not highfalutin steak
place. Like Sizzler?
Place.
Are you talking like Longhorn?
No, I used to like Sizzler, but a Longhorn and Outback and all that kind of stuff. Well, wait till you go again.
Is it like highfalutin prices now?
It is, yeah.
That's might as well go to Perry.
It's like Subway. No, if the highfalutin place went up as much as the regular place, the highfalutin place is very expensive. I was like, what?
No, thank you.
Crazy.
Can you still throw your peanuts on the floor, though? Because that makes it worth it.
The peanut allergy people have cracked down on
that.
Wait,
they took that out?
What?
I think you still can, but it's not like it used to be. You know, which one was that? Was that Logan's?
I think that was Logan's.
Yeah, the peanut allergy people swarmed in, I think. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
It's a long day. Living in Reseda. There's a freeway.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers, grinders and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow right now with 0% for 42 months. Retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% for 42 months on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Diesel Ace Hardware and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. They're located on US 31 North, just off the Pine Level exit. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop. It's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's make good on our promise from yesterday. He has been very, very patient. Charles I of Dewany, welcome back to the program. And sorry it took a while to get to you this morning.
Oh, that's okay. I love listening to y'all. I never miss a day. And hello, Amy, Beth, and Allison.
Hello. Good morning.
I was going to tell you about a swarm that is going to be that's worse than the cicadas and cost us millions of dollars. And it has to do with what I was talking about yesterday. And,
okay.
And the siren call goes out about this time every single year, and that's from the legislature when bills like 231 go out. And that brings attorneys and lawyers in swarms to have to defend this, and that's just what I'm telling you.
All right, so this Senate Bill 231, because I haven't read the legislation. We had someone on last week who was talking about it, and then it's the It's the bill that says if a company or a union is going to vote whether or not they will unionize, that the vote must be a secret ballot vote. And what they say is to protect the privacy of the worker so that they're not bullied. We agree. I'm for that.
We're in agreement with that part of it. It's the other part of it. The other part of it is mandatory instruction to the business that it can't take any other vote. Let's just say that 51% or even 60, anything over 51, came to the company and said, "We want to unionize."
Okay.
And the company just says, "Well, we'll give in. We have seen that there are enough of you, and we don't want to go through." But let's say that, like with the Justice 40 initiative with the federal government, your company has to do stuff that like protects water and does all that kind of stuff, and you've entered into an agreement that's called a community benefits plan.
Okay.
If you were to come to Alabama with that, Arthur Orr's just stopped you because you've signed that agreement, but you can't do that in Alabama. Have you got me?
No, I don't. I don't really understand because Orr's bill is about the unionization efforts.
The unionization effort could be, that's what I'm saying, Scott, that if 51% came to your company and you just agreed, and I'm going to go ahead and be a part of a union, and I'm not for that at all. What I'm against is the micromanaging. Republicans do not say you want these incentives.
Well,
we're going to micromanage
Here's the thing, Charles. So sometimes this seems very similar to gun legislation I had years ago. Okay, it was called the Guns in the Parking Lot. And my position was that you as an individual have a right to be armed, and you have a right to be armed going back and forth to work. Therefore, when you park your car in the parking lot and your gun is in the car, that's fine, because that is required for you to be able to defend yourself. Now, the company people came along and said, "Oh no, that is our property, and we demand that there be no guns on our property." So, you know, of course, me being the jerk that I am, I was like, "Okay, that's fine. Y'all gonna set up a system that when I pull in the parking lot, I check my gun in, you put it in a locker, and I'll get it out when I leave. That way it's not on your parking lot property?" Well, no. And my point is that there comes a point in time where you have to decide between two different sets of who do you want to protect. And when it comes to this unionization thing, I believe you protect the right of the citizen to have his secret ballot and not to be harassed. And the company just has to kind of put up with it. It is a regulation in some way. And here's the rest of it, though. Here's the rest of it, Charles I. I'm going to give plenty of time to discuss it. The rest of it is the folks that were on the show the other day, they were going to have a committee meeting later, and I sent them a text and said, "Hey, look, if you're going to have this legislation, you better have some enforcement power. Because if you just write the law, it says, oh, golly gee whiz, we want you to make sure you have a secret ballot. In 2024, people will go, there's no punishment? Oh, well, we'll just do what we want. Laws without penalties are not laws. They're suggestions. And so, you know, all they got to do to keep their economic incentive money is have a secret ballot if somebody wants to vote to be unionized. And I think it's a fair trade. Is it perfect? No. Charles I of Duany is welcome to stay on through the